it goddamn better come, because, you know. Well, there's Larry King. Nice guy. Seriously, Larry King has never been a mean guy to me. And why do I say that? Because I know that I was in Miami at the WIOD, which was Larry's old station, and you know, Neil, God rest his soul, had his feelings about Larry King, but I don't know. You know, it was just, there were a couple old timers there. But Larry was actually coming into the studio the other day when I was leaving with Whitney Cummings. Larry was coming in, and he was also there with his father-in-law. And he was going to do I don't know what he was going to do. He was going to do one of his show, his podcast, or something. I don't know what he was doing, but I don't know. Larry King and Norm Pattis, how did they hook up? Oh, I know what it was. Larry's radio show that had been on Mutual. And then, you know, Larry King went over to CNN, but he had been doing nights on Mutual. I believe that Mutual was bought by Westwood One, which was the company owned, was owned by Norm Pattis. And now it's, I think Norm sold his remaining interest in the company, something like that. But I think he's retained his position on the board or something there. But and I think that's how they got to know each other. But I'm waiting for my mud to settle, man. Because what I mean by mud, I'm talking about my coffee. Hmm. Christ, that's good. This is what I got. I got the big mug. See. The big fucking mug. I don't know why it tastes better in this mug than it does in that other littler. It tastes better in this mug than it do in a littler one. And I don't know why, but it just do. Mm. Here's one of my favorite pro football hit picks right here. Look at that. Huh? You like that? See, that's what you do, man. You get airborne. You separate the guy from the ball by just going right underneath him, man. Cutting his fucking legs out from my... Yeah, there's a very nice one there. He just ran smack into that motherfucker. And just, you take him off his feet, you hit him up high like that, see? Of course, that might have been illegal. Looks like he's got a little bit of a clothesline going on there. That's a beautiful thing right there. Where you get the quarterback almost in the motion of throwing the football, and you, I better tuck it in. Before he knows it, he's lost his head. See, his head's almost coming off right there. So this is great here. This is, also a quarterback hit, and he will long remember the day he tried to get the ball away before he got clobbered there. This is a great classic shot from the days of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's Jack Lambert, if I'm not mistaken, and he's pulling the head. He's going to try to twist the head off of that guy. I don't know if he was successful. That's a very good professional, clean football there. I don't know who this is. One of the Houston Texans. Obviously, it's a concussion of some kind. Not good. I don't know. What's he doing playing without a helmet? That's the stupidest thing. Got to put a helmet on there, son. Yeah, that's what you got to do. Here's a good, great old picture. The Rams and the Detroit Lions at the Coliseum. 50s. Early 50s, it looks like. That is Marion Motley. The great Marion Motley, running back for the glory days of the Rams in the 50s. Ah, yes, uh-huh. Here's a nice one. This is the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers. You know, whenever you see the ball kind of flying through the air, I think that's the ball there, am I right? You know something bad has just happened to the guy that used to have the ball. Good hit, good clean stick right here of a New Orleans Saint. And again, you see the ball flying free, and that can only be good. I think that's maybe a Jacksonville Jaguar. I don't know what kind of who that fucker is, but... This is a college football shot. I don't know how that got in here. I don't know how that got mixed in here. J.J. Watt coming up. I believe this is J.J. Watt coming up. This is is that J.J.? Yeah, there he is. the great right end of the Houston Texans. Is he a right end? Or is he a left end? Plays like a fucking right. He looks like he's a right end. like you play linebacker. Here is, now watch out, because this is kind of an, yeah, that guy, I should have warned you. That's the guy that got his nose flattened in a, that's the field goal kicker for the Washington Redskins who got his nose kicked in. His nose is fine now. They've seen pictures of him since. He's just got it flattened. Here's a beautiful thing here. This is Kenny Anderson of the Cincinnati Bengals. This was a rookie linebacker for the Steelers who almost pulled Anderson's head clean off. And you can see the head's almost twisted completely around. So that's how you teach it. That's how you want it to be teached. All right. Just a few of the things that we like to... these are things I relax to. Love to relax to these shots, you know, just... Ah, yeah. Remember the days. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, but I'm afraid to die. Oh, man. Huh? Today on the show... No, come on, don't fuck with me, man. I wear my motherfucking glasses. Just had them. The damnedest thing in the world, man, when you had your glasses and now you ain't got them no more. You know, and you wonder to yourself, am I losing my motherfucking mind? No question. These things look like, you know, if you're losing your fucking vision, man, or whatever, but I can put these down on a table that you can't see, but I can give you a little bit of, you can see this table here. And it has a, you see, now you can see this blends in, man. You know, and I found these right in, and there's black cabling over here, and there's a little preamp, and there's all kind of the same color. And you can lose this shit. I've walked around this goddamn house like a fucking moron. You know, more times than I care to say. And they're right there in you know, hide in plain view, man. That's... Man, you know what I'm saying? It happens to me every time. Ah, yeah. So now I'm looking for something from my close personal friend, Mr. Cohen. And what am I looking for? I'm looking for the ZipRecruiter copy, bruh. So when you say to me, the ZipRecruiter copy, that's great. I believe you and I understand what you're saying. But where the fuck is it? See? Where is it? Because I ain't got that shit. So where am I supposed to find that shit, you know? Oh, my fucking neck. God damn it. You dig what I'm putting down, man? Fuck. What the hell? It's been too hard living. Okay, dude, you know, if you tell me that you didn't have a chance to put the ZipRecruiter copy up, then it's not going to get read because I don't keep that shit in a file someplace. I just don't, man. I don't know where it is. Damn it, the fuck. All right, well, you know what, man? This is part of the learning of the process. You know, I gotta remind myself that, you know, there's a confluence of things happening these days in the digital media broadcast world. By the way, not to change the subject radically, but I'd love to know who the motherfucker... Now, this is Phil Henry for you. You know, I'll say, well, it's okay, you know. And then I get to thinking about something, you know, about 3 or 4 weeks, and I cannot let it go, man, until I find out what the fuck is going on. And, I got to thinking about whoever it was. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to come out because I'm telling you guys my BSPs, okay? Whoever it was at K-Rock that nixed the interview that I had been invited on. Kevin and Bean, to promote the LA Podfest, had invited me on for an interview. And then it got canned, not by them, but by someone upstairs at K-Rock, which basically means CBS. I'd love to know who the motherfucker was that nixed that. It probably wouldn't be hard to find out. I'm sure that the individual would not be the least bit hesitant to say, it was me. Well, then I like to say, well, why? Kevin and Bean are heavy enough where you don't fucking tell them not to do an interview because it's not in keeping with their show. In other words, if you don't go to those two guys who've had the success that they've had and say to them, that's the wrong interview for your show. Your show is more. You don't have to explain to them. They know exactly what kind of interviews they want on their show, and they know exactly what kind of people. They know what they're doing. No suit who's got any brains in his head would go to those guys and say, that's not the right person for your show. Your show is more this or more that. There's only one thing that a suit can do that he holds any sway, and even then they could probably tell him fuck off, and that would be, you know, we don't, as a company, we don't want that guy on your airwaves. Okay, that's a bad person putting your airwaves. That's the only possible. There's no other. What else is it? You can't go to them and say, don't do that interview because it's the wrong kind of interview. You can't go to them and say, oh, you shouldn't do that interview because it's going to conflict with something else. You know. Because they would. Oh, look at this. This is great. This is the Chicago Cubs on Avalon. On Catalina Island. I wish I could show you this movie, but it's the Chicago Cubs in spring training. At fucking. Why am I having a hard time remembering the god Catalina fucking Island when they had a little... the Chicago Cubs used to do their spring training over here on Catalina. 26 miles across the sea. You know, Santa Catalina. Margaret.
Oh, my God. Yes, I remember. 26 miles across the sea. Woo! Santa Catalina is waiting for me. Woo!
All right. That's what we got to do, man. Gotta find that one. So, the answer to my question, or maybe it's not even the answer to my question, the question that I have is, who did it? Who done did it, you know? I gotta find this motherfucking goddamn cunt fucking ZipRecruiter spot. Where the fuck is it? I got no fucking ZipRecruiter spot. Ay, 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 ay. God, well, there's no, man. Where is it? Alex, I don't have any ZipRecruiter spot. You know what? No spot for today, dude. What's going on with this motherfucking goddamn... You know, the accounts on this show are just... Let's get our shit together here, man. Come on. All right. Not you, Alex. Just in general, I want these fuckers to... But hey, you know what? It is what it is, man. It is what it fucking is. It is what it fucking is. It is what it is. Now, the next move I'm going to make, and here's another thing. The next move I'm making, I'm contacting Matt Besser over at UCB, and I'm getting, or I'm hoping to, I will ask Matt, I want to get on stage over there. I want to get the show, the Phil Henry one-man show, back up on its feet again. You know, I'm going to be at the Sketch Fest in San Francisco in, oh, wow, he just threw the ball at his fucking head, Jack. What is this fucked up? Oh, that's Preston Foster. Oh, yeah, man. Preston Foster. I remember seeing him in a fucking... what was I looking at? Some goddamn Western. Preston Foster's got this great look. He says, so anything was that? Did it? He gets this real pissed off look on his face. I love this guy. He's one of the old school actors, but boy, when this motherfucker looked at you with his face, just got... Anyway. So, Santa Catalina. Well, look at this, man. Joey Brown. He's a lefty. This motherfucker, this spring training thing they're showing on this movie is this cat threw the ball right at the lens of the camera. That's how good this dude, I mean, probably not that big of a thing. Oh, he's feeding him some fucking gopher balls, man. This fucking Joey Brown, this comic, is like knocking the shit out of this ball. But the guy's feeding him, you can tell he's just feeding him these fucking home run balls. It's spring training. Zing. And the guy's putting the thing right up in his wheelhouse. He just knocked it right through the fucking scoreboard. The Cubs, according to this movie, the Cubs, their old insignia was the C for Chicago and a little cubby bear. By the way, we had to do it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, man. I got no fucking ZipRecruiter spot. God damn it. This really fucking hacks me off. What ZipRecruiter spot are you talking about, man? Okay, the show is, you know, I wanted to get the show to you in time here today, man, but I ain't going to be able to do it now. This is going to be, like, touch and go, man. I think 7:15 is about when this motherfucker going to get, you know, fucking done. These look like old school Chicago Cubs. This movie is really interesting. But it's got actors and shit in it, like regular dudes. And then it's got some fucking some of the Cubs are in this. There's Preston Foster. I'll tell you something else. This guy got such a fucking pissed off look on his face. Hey. Hey, boys. Here's the plan, see? Motherfucker. By the way, DraftKings, we thank you very much for your patronage. DraftKings is going to be with us to the end of the year. And I'm going to do a DraftKings, I'm going to tie in DraftKings to the program. God damn, look at the body on this chick. I'm going to tie in DraftKings to some on-air shit. Excuse me. Nice haircut, man. You know. Great haircut, dude, but the, you know, comb it down the middle and part out on either side. I'm going to give myself another 15 minutes to find this goddamn ZipRecruiter spot. Motherfuck. And it's a pre-roll, man. I'll be like, fucking, it's a pre-roll. So that would be,
oh, it's a pre-roll.
You know what, man? Let's just use the one from yesterday. If it's a pre-roll, just use the one from yesterday. What in the fuck is this? Excuse me. I babelched it. Chef Carl Tredillion today is going to have the, All right. Copy.
Ooh. Boo-hoo.
Star shower laser light.
What?
I'm not going to put that on my fucking house. That looks like the... what the fuck? They're giving you this thing here. I'll show you. This is they're advertising an explosion of light for your house. Okay, now check out what it looks like.
I could not believe my eyes. It was so neat the way it made the house look.
Okay, wait till you see this shit. Looks like the most cheap shit you've ever seen. Look at this. Get out of here with this.
The colors are bold. That's what I like about colors. And here's the guy selling it.
No, obviously this is his invention of some kind. No, it won't give you cancer. I'm kidding.
See, and that's the thing I liked, Bill.
Yeah, so here we are in front of this guy's house who doesn't know that I've done it to his house. Now, when he walks up and sees the shit that I'm laying on his house, see, and look, it's holographic. It's almost like you're walking through it. Bullshit.
I tell you, I didn't believe in putting this kind of cheap-ass shit on my house, but I figured,
shows the guy getting electrocuted. Wow, fuck it. No more hanging those lights and saying, fuck Christmas, I hate it. Taking it up and down. Actually, it's not a bad idea. It's just one lamp and you park it in front of your house. I think I'm going to buy this. I've gone from hating this to loving it.
That's right, Phil. I keep telling you, man. You don't have to stand around like some numbnut. You just plug it in and point it.
Guess what? I don't have a fucking lawn, man. I live at the beach. I got a postage-sized goddamn... I don't know, man. How many different colors can you use for any celebration? Oh, yeah, right. Like, welcome home? Yeah. Lay this on your kids and have them go blind. Use for any celebration.
We put it on our pool out back, and Bob thought that he was back in Vietnam. That was the wonderful thing about it.
All right. See, I pulled this on my brother-in-law. He'd been in Iraq, Afghanistan. You should have seen what happened to him when he saw this shit light up.
Right.
One thing, I tried, the one guy came walking through the backyard. He thought I was a goddamn bunker buster in Afghanistan. Next thing you know, he opens up on me. I escape by crawling under a truck right there. And I took those with me first, and then I grabbed this, and then I ran out the back door.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I just kill me sometimes, I'm telling you. Hello.
360,000 watts just pours right through the skull. And the great thing about it, sir, like, see these? These go through your skull. They went through mine.
So tell me all more about, so when I buy it, yeah, you buy it and then it just explodes. Look at here, I got something else here. Look at, see this? I strangled a man once with this.
I did, I wrapped it around his throat, it was right here. Then what you do is you take this shit, and this is gonna drive you out of your fucking mind. I take this, I would rather just strangle you, anyone. Don't come near me, because I'm telling you, what is this guy saying? You wonder? Right behind me, see that house there? That used to be my house? Well, guess what? The whole thing blew off the foundation with this shit. The whole house blew off the foundation with that shit. Couldn't believe it. Save hundreds on lights. Maybe even thousands. Save hundreds on electricity. You can do it now. Just plug it in and you'll have a joy moment. It's called Joy Moment Lights. You plug it into your anus.
That's right. I tried it. And let me tell you, he's not lying. Although I dare not say otherwise. He'll do something to me.
Decorate landscaping. If you don't do any gardening, just hope that it's always dark out, turn these lights on, and it'll look as if you live at the fucking Arboretum. Oh, what was that, a graveyard? Holy fuck! Yeah, turn it on some fucking graveyard. See, 4th of July, and other wonderful things. If you have any veteran friends, they'll walk in and think they have landed in the middle of a hot LZ. It's just that much fod. All right, fuck it, man.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderful. Hi, Randy Archway. It's great, Phil. Yeah, it's really neat. That's interesting.
I've been home.
Yeah, it's great.
It's out of sight.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me, please. Yeah, you fucking goddamn. Nothing makes me more irritable than, yes, Ted Bell today.
It's been too hard living.
Doug Danger. What was Doug Danger gonna do, man? It's been a long Gold Coast Grotto Club. You get to go to the Gold Coast Grotto Club. There's Preston Foster's there. Oh, no. Did he die? What happened? Hey, man, Lamar Odom, he went to a legal brothel. The cat took some kind of a herbal Viagra, whatever. I mean, it ain't like the dude was doing anything horribly immoral or viciously. You know, he wasn't using any kind of a drug that was illegal. Jesus, man. It's been a long, long time coming. It's kidney failure. Oh, God. Well, in a coma. What happened to him, man? Does anybody know what the fuck happened to him? Oh, God. This motherfucking Oscar Pistorius is going to be released from prison? To house arrest? This guy's a goddamn psychopath as far as I'm concerned. And what do I mean? Every time we use the word psychopath, people say, oh, Phil, you're always saying that. It's just a guy without any fucking conscience. Somebody who can pretend, and I mean they can fucking convince you they are, you know, telling the absolute truth when they're not. And no, I don't think everybody is. These are people whose behavior doesn't quite mesh with normal human behavior. They say things, they do things, they react to things, and you think, well, wait a minute, man, you know, that would be a very shocking thing. And sometimes there was a case of a guy on TV who been found, he killed a girl, and they finally proved it. But when he was being interviewed by the press about his knowledge of this girl, he made a big fucking mistake. He said, what was her name again? Now, anybody with any sensitivity in a moment like that, a real human being, would have been very much kinder. He was trying to pretend as if he didn't know her. Well, they knew that he'd met her, and he admitted that he met her, and he admitted that he'd spend some time with her, but then to say what was her name again was really the wrong fucking thing to say. System that checks air passengers against watch list briefly goes down. Well, I don't know, man. We're going to have to goddamn... What was Doug Danger going to do? Doug Danger and Chef Carl Chedilia. I'm trying to find this motherfucking... Chef Carl Chedilia. This is it right here. Steve Bozell. That's what. Get out of here, man. Just get out of here. All right, we're ready to go. Stand by, baby. Stand by for what we is and what we will always be, which is what I am and what I are. All right, note here, Alex. I don't know where the ZipRecruiter copy is, man. If we don't have time to put it on this thing, then, you know, email it to me, man. I'll check one more thing here. Let's see, what am I doing here? Oh. What? Tomorrow. Okay, that's fine. Where the hell was this note that you sent to me about the goddamn motherfucking ZipRecruiter copy? What is it? Here it is. Finally found it. God damn it. All right, good. Good, 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 good. I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to rock this bitch. Ready? Yeah, man. I got that. I got it, man. I got it. Law, she could only sue an individual. All right, man. It's all good. Ready? Let me just see here, man. Go fuck a duck.
Damn.
You motherfucking rappers, you know, start your fucking songs more. There, that's good. So I get, how about one or two songs that starts a little more upbeat? All right. I'm ready to go. And we begin. Are you hiring, but you're not sure where to find the best candidates for your company? Do it again. So the economy's picking up a little bit and you might be hiring and you're looking for the best candidates for your company. As a business owner, I can tell you that your company's only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates at all. But when you're short, you know, and you're looking for somebody and you need them right now, there's no time like the present, man. And you don't have any time to deal with the dozens of different job sites that are out there. However, there is one way of doing it. And that's with ZipRecruiter.com. I can post to it. You can. 100+ job sites with one single click, and you can be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. This is the thing that I'd like you to... all right, hold on. I got something I want to give you for free right now, something you can try for free. If you're a business owner, you're really going to appreciate this. If you're hiring, the economy's picking up a little bit and companies are expanding. If you're looking for people and you're not exactly sure where to start, especially since things have been, you know, a little down over the last few years, I have the place for you, and I'll give you an opportunity to try it out for free to find the right candidate for the job opening that you have. With one click, you can post to 100+ job sites, and you can be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Let me try this again. If you're hiring for your business, and I'm a small business owner, just like you perhaps, I got a place for you to go to right now. You can try it for free. And you can literally, if you've got the time, you can literally peruse 6 million resumes. Who's got the time for that? However, the fact is, it's a place where you can go right now and look for qualified candidates, and you don't have to go to 100 different job sites. If you are hiring for your business right now and things are picking up, the economy's picking up, you may be expanding, I have the place for you to go to where you can peruse literally millions of resumes if you've got the time. And you can post your job opening to 100 different job sites with one single click. That I'm getting this all bass-ackwards. If you're hiring right now because, you know, business is picking up, the economy's picking up, you may be expanding what you're offering, and there may be some job... Well, the economy's picking up and businesses are expanding. So, if you are hiring, if you're in the position right now where you can begin to offer jobs, you're going to want to be able to post that job opening and make sure that qualified people see it. Right? You don't want to just put it on a card and hang it in a laundromat or something. I've got the place that you could go to, and I've got the, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to do here, man.